Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening calm. Watching
it's late, great Otis Redding bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Robert Lighton. Bob is the author of a new book called Resolve, Debate Can Revolutionize Education and Help Save Our Democracy. I believe that, folks, and I always love having Robert on the show. He's very smart. We always get smarter when he joins us. Bob, when we went to the break, I wanted to encourage you and me to talk about, you and I to talk about this idea of taking the other side. To me, if a debate is based on a set of facts that both sides agree on, and the debate is about how to move forward with those facts. I want to go to the right. You want to go to the left, vice versa. But the facts are immutable. They're in the middle. They're immutable. And the best way to debate, you were talking about a teacher. If a teacher, if this catches on in education, I'd like to encourage you to tell teachers, okay, let the students debate this in the morning, or for 30 minutes, and then in the next 30 minutes, make them switch sides and take the other person's side. Make them debate the opposition. What do you think?
Absolutely, and by the way, that's exactly what's going on in Boston, Chicago. They debate everything, you know, that's the best way to have empathy. It's the best way to understand that the world is not, you know, binary. It's really complex, and as a result, if we had a population that did that, we wouldn't have, you know, people that would basically be just so solidly tribal, and they wouldn't be, you know, falling for one-liners and debates, because they would have done this themselves, and they would know that the world is complicated and the answers lie somewhere in the middle.
Well, that's exactly right, and that this country will not survive if everything's always on over. If everything moved completely to the right, this country will not survive if everything moved completely to the left. There's got to be something in the middle. And folks, if you think that we don't have a problem, look at the people in the middle in the two parties. It's a small group, very small demographic.
Shrinking group.
I only know about this because of the name. They have a name. The conservative wing of the Democrat Party, for example, were called the Blue Dogs. Well, there are no more Blue Dog Democrats. They don't exist anymore. In the middle on the Republican side, this is me being honest now, Bob. On the Republican side, there's not that many Republicans in the middle as there used to be, and so this is the problem we have. And now we come back I'm trying to think of the guys, the 19th century Frenchman that said, you know, we get the democracy we deserve. He said we get the democracy we deserve. So we need to look in the mirror, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the one thing I can't promise in the book is I can't change this situation overnight, which is we're in really, really deep trouble. But what I'm really talking about is the next generation. If we can just get over the hump of it, particularly this election, and we can somehow, you know, cool the temperature down and start training the next generation in a way that we're talking about right now, we'd be in a lot better place.
But how do we get educators, administrators, and educators who are like us, part of the problem? How do we get them to embrace this and teach this method you're talking about honestly? How do we get them to really make this happen without influencing it politically?
Well, actually, it can be done. I saw it in Boston, Chicago. I'm working on getting foundation support to help train teachers over the summer. And there are many, many school districts, I think, that are really struggling with this persistent gap in educational performance between, you know, rich kids and poor kids and so forth. And they're really looking for something new, especially kids that are, you know, middle class down. If you go down this economic spectrum, a lot of them just don't see school as at all relevant, or it's not fun. It's boring. Right. And one of the things that I've learned because I've seen classrooms that use this, the kids completely change their attitude. There's an excitement in classrooms where these kids like to talk. And by the way, there's one thing I really learned is that middle schoolers and high school kids, they love to talk. You just got to give them a chance.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I'll tell you.
And you got to structure them. You got to structure them.
I want to encourage you as you develop this, and I'm so happy that you're a champion for this. I really want you to encourage you to do so. You're probably already doing it, but I just want to make the case for intellectual honesty, for pointing it out when people are intellectually dishonest, for pointing that out to them, you know. And
absolutely,
it's just such an important attitude to take, where if somebody says something that is completely different from what I want, but it's true,
right,
I have to say, well, you got a good point there. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
That's what intellectual honesty sounds like, isn't it?
Yes, it's exactly right. And unfortunately, in the adult population, that's not where we are with too many people.
Do you think social media has exacerbated this problem over the
last much worse. Much worse. Oh, it's terrible. I mean,
social media
has got
one of the worst things
that
happen to America, to the society, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the things we thought that was going to bring everybody together, and it's turned out to be a disaster.
It's a disaster, yeah. I have to say that, folks. And I warned, and Bob, I have documents to prove that I warned people about this in 2008. I called myself the social media heretic, and I said, "Yes, you need to embrace it."
There's a great movie out
about it.
There's a great movie out on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. I urge all the listeners to watch it. And it shows what social media has done to this society. Yeah. It's very disturbing.
It's very scary. Quick break. Right back with Robert Lighton, ladies and gentlemen. The new book is called Resolve. Debate Can Revolutionize Education and Help Save Our Democracy. It's an important book by an important thinker. And we're going to talk about the economy when we come back, because he's an economist.
I woke up in a Soho doorway, a policeman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.